Welcome to It's Your Community with Vanessa Denha, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha Garmo here with Epiphany Communications Coaching and Consulting. We're talking about back to school. Our kids are heading back to school. The summer has come to an end. I can't believe it went by so fast, and it's been kind of a crazy weather summer here in Michigan. But why not equip your kids with the tools they need to have the best school year ever? And to talk with us about that is Kathy Tosoyan with Dale Carnegie, a longtime instructor with Dale Carnegie. Kathy, how are you? And welcome back to It's Your Community.
I'm great, Vanessa. Thank you. Thank you for having me back. It's always fun to converse with you and catch up.
So, you know, this is such a great topic, you know, because, you know, when we think of back to school, you know, we think of like school supplies and backpacks and, you know, getting your school schedule, but we're not thinking about equipping our kids with increased confidence and people skills and better communication skills and leadership skills and dealing with stress and anxiety. And those are all the things that Dale Carnegie helps, you know, teenagers and adults with as part of their curriculum and navigating through life. And what a great thing to equip kids with as they head into a new school year.
That's exactly right. You know, they tend to lose a little bit of that confidence over the summer. And, you know, they get back in school and it's like seeing old friends, meeting new people. It's a little bit difficult for them, and they really need that confidence to be able to just push forward and feel good about themselves and allow themselves to reach out to others.
It's so important because we know that school, Kathy, is just not about academia, although it's very important. They're there to learn. But the dynamic of being with your classmates, right, and your peers,
yes,
has a lot to,
yes,
do with that. And you know, as an instructor and having sat through Dale Carnegie myself and been a graduate assistant for you, a lot of what the kids and the students bring to Dale Carnegie in the talks is what they're struggling with at school with peers.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Dale Carnegie is, a lot of people think of it as a public speaking course. It is so much more than that. We use public speaking or speaking in front of the class as the venue to help them develop more confidence. And when they develop more confidence, especially in school, they can take more risks. They can do more things that they would not normally have done. And that includes, you know, socialization. It's very tough for teens to socialize and to step outside of their comfort zone and to reach out and, you know, extend themselves to others that they don't know. And, you know, that's really how they'll grow. If they stay within their little comfort zone, they don't really get anywhere, Vanessa.
Yeah.
You know, they're too comfortable. They're not willing to stretch and to grow. Mm-hmm. And when you think about it, meeting new people, extending our social network, adds a lot to who we are. And it will always help us in the future because you never know, you know, who you're going to meet, who you're going to run across, and how they can help you.
You know, Kathy, what I love about the Dale Carnegie approach, and it is way more than a public speaking class, is that it's presented in a fun and engaging way. Can you give our listeners an overview of, you know, this is not a graded class. You're not going to have a final exam. This is a fun and engaging way to learn these really important leadership and communication skills.
Absolutely. It's very, very fun. In fact, I did two classes, two teen adult classes this summer. I like to mix teens and adults, but the teens definitely, you know, are so expressive and talk about what they've gained from the course. And, you know, they gain self-confidence. They learn to overcome their fears and to push out their comfort zone. They gain communication skills. They learn to communicate in ways other than just through their cell phone and through texting. And people skills, that's a huge part of what we do. And that's important for these kids, especially coming off of, you know, this COVID, post-COVID time. They really need to be able to get back into the groove of socializing and extending themselves. And then we work on leadership skills. We also work on how to control and manage stress and worry. That's a huge part. These kids are so stressed today because of a lot of, you know, there's a lot of competition out there, much more than there was when, you know, we were this their age. So they develop these skills through fun exercises, through, you know, sharing with others their experiences, and hearing the experiences of others really helps them. And it's fun. We have some very engaging activities. They laugh a lot. It's not academic. It's not school style whatsoever. So yeah. Even if they're resistant, I always tell parents, make them do it. Put them in the class, because within a week or 2 weeks, they're going to turn around. And by session 8, they definitely will be thanking you for doing this.
You know, Kathy, I love that, because I'm reading a quote here, and she has so many testimonials from so many participants over the years. And one of them is, I love this one, from a Sarah, age 18. She said, "My parents forced me to take this class, but Kathy made it fun, and I looked forward to it every week. It wasn't at all like school. Learning the principles will benefit me my entire life." And to your point, many parents force their kids to take it, and at the end, they're so glad that they did.
Absolutely. They love it. And, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years and I don't understand the chemistry. I don't understand how this works, but somehow, Vanessa, the kids enjoy me. They, you know, we laugh, we talk, we can get into deep discussions, we can tell jokes, whatever. But when I'm with them, I become very much like them. They honestly, they keep me young. Yeah. If anyone doesn't want to grow old, start working with teenagers, because they'll really, you know, keep yeah. you young and laughing, and it works both ways. I love these kids. They're just incredible.
Yeah. I think, Kathy, you're a strong relator. You're able to relate to all kinds of people. I mean, that's what I've noticed about you. You can really connect with people, which I think is so valuable as a Dale Carnegie instructor. You know, you talked about control, worry, and stress. And, you know, I think that one is one of the most important attributes and skills that are learned in Dale Carnegie, especially among teenagers, like you pointed out, have a lot more stress and worry than we did. And that has a lot to do with the influence of social media. You know, it's like they're constantly, things are constantly in their face. They don't have any peace, no place to go and, you know, almost right. get away or escape, because it's 24/7. And I've been talking to psychologists lately, have interviewed a couple who work a lot with teenagers, and they said that anxiety and stress is through the roof. And, you know, this is just another tool to give your kids so they can learn how to navigate through, you know, trials and control worry and stress, because it's going to be part yes. of their lives for the rest of their lives. We know this, you know, like trials come, tribulation comes, and we have to learn how to navigate through them. So can you elaborate on what the kids take away from knowing how to control worry and stress?
Yes. You know, Dale Carnegie wrote a book called How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. And the kids are given that book in, you know, when they enroll in the class, as well as How to Win Friends and Influence People. Now, we don't require reading, but, you know, they take the books home and don't bring them back. There's something that they can utilize at home. But we do take the principles, the worry principles, from that book, and we discuss those in the class. So they become familiar with different principles that they can use when faced with worry or stress. And they actually make a commitment in the class. They talk about something that they're currently stressed or worried about, and they choose one of the principles to apply in this situation, and then they come back and report on it several weeks later in class. So they get to not only, you know, see how they work, but they see that they do work and that they can battle stress by the use of these principles. And I love that, because we don't give our kids the tools to deal with stress and worry. It's not taught in school. Very seldom is it brought up at home. And yeah. So, you know, it's not something that we naturally do. It's, we have to be taught, how do we deal with this? I'm concerned because of the high suicide rate and attempted suicide with our teens today. And all of it, I think, revolves around not being able to effectively deal with stress in our life. Mm-hmm. And the tools are very important.
Yeah, that's what a great point. We're talking with Kathy Tesoyan today. She's the Director of Educational Services and Youth Development with the Dale Carnegie courses, which are offered through Will Enterprises. She has classes coming up this fall, you know, and Kathy, since Elena, my daughter, has been in school, I pretty much read everything she reads. So when she came home with the Dale Carnegie books, which I have read, by the way, already,
but I
am reading one of them with her. We every weekend, every Sunday, we sit together and we read the Dale Carnegie book together. And so it's a great, it actually just affirms what I already need to know, you know, what I already know. And it's just a good reminder for me. But then what I love about it, Kathy, is that we can have really fruitful discussions around the Dale Carnegie principles.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that you're doing that. You know, parental support is very, very important. And it's important that parents know these principles too, because they can support, you know, their child and in using those and applying them. And as you say, you know, you discuss them, and that's the best way to, you know, have a child understand what these principles are all about and how they can apply them.
Kathy, so that's awesome. Yeah, I love it. Have you had, now I took Dale Carnegie many years before I had Elena, and then Elena took it, but it's so wonderful that she took it and we could talk about it. And my mom took it many, 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 many years ago.
Oh my goodness.
So it's and my sisters have taken it, as you know, but do you have families that take classes together, siblings or parents or cousins, or tell us about that?
I do. And I think it's one of the most beautiful things. You know, sometimes parents are concerned that their child won't open up enough if the parent's in the class. But the experience I've had has been monumental. I've had siblings in the class. I just had a father take the class with his two sons. And I will tell you, that bonded them, that cemented their relationship so much, Vanessa. We watched it happen in class. They watched each other, you know, laugh, or I don't want to say cry, but get emotional. Like emotional.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever experienced. I just had two sisters take the class together. Oftentimes, you know, a mother and a daughter, mother and son, will do that. And it's incredible. It just, I know I shouldn't say this, but it's almost like family therapy in a way. It's not therapy, but it helps them to see inside each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's
beautiful.
It's self-awareness, which is so important. And it's helping to see your family member in a perspective you might have never seen before. And that's what I love about reading and discussing with Elena, because she opens up to me and says things, and I know her thought process. And it's like, oh, I didn't even know she was thinking that or had that perspective. And you learn a lot about your children that way. I want to share another quote. I love these quotes, these testimonials, and Kathy has so many of them. I was not at all happy to take this class. But in just 2 weeks, I could see just how it was going to help me. By the end of the class, I was so grateful I did this, and I cannot wait to practice all the new skills and principles as I start my new school. And that's from James, age 16. The testimonies, Kathy, must mean so much to you when you hear what how the class has changed these kids' lives.
It is so heartwarming, Vanessa. In fact, I have a letter sitting right here. I don't know how much time we have, but this is the one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's just amazing. This young man just wrote this on August 10th of this year, and he was in my class. And he said, "You have opened my eyes to the possibilities of life and how I can make the most of mine. I have learned so much in these 8 weeks, and I can't express how grateful I am to have taken the Dale Carnegie course and to have you as my instructor. Even though I was skeptical of the class at first and thought it would be a waste of time, I couldn't have been more wrong. This class will help me live up to my goals in life and will make me a happier person in general. I have never been a socially outgoing person, and this class has given me the skills to make friends and be more accepting of myself. I feel the biggest takeaway of this class was just being myself. I haven't found a group of people I could laugh with and relax, but I found that at Dale Carnegie, he just, you know, I have more people in my life to laugh and smile with. I hope you know how you have changed my life. I mean, it just, I couldn't ask for anything more than this, Vanessa.
Mm-hmm. You know, yes, what a testament.
I can feed into these kids, but they don't even realize how they feed into me.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. That is amazing. Beautiful. And what I love about that is these kids, like you said earlier, the high anxiety, the contemplation of suicide, and the actual suicide rate in this country is alarming.
Yes,
and if we can, we can equip these children, these young teenagers and young adults, and to give them the tools they need that will last them a lifetime and actually help them see their worth. What I love about Dale Carnegie too, Kathy, is that it helps people. Every single person has value, and every single person has worth, and every single person brings something wonderful to the table. And what and Dale Carnegie helps people figure that out and see that in themselves.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
It's so
absolutely
wonderful.
Absolutely.
I want to read this. I love it. And I want to read one more test. One more. Eli, age 15. These are so cute. Tons of fun. I made lots of new friends and learned new skills I didn't even know existed. This class is by far the best experience of my entire 15 years. So cute.
Wasn't that
I love
cute?
It. I love it.
And, you know, the other thing too, Vanessa, there doesn't have to be anything, quote, wrong with, you know, a person going into this class.
No, it's self-development.
Exactly. They can be at the top of their class.
Yeah.
You know, president of senior class, captain of the football, what doesn't matter?
Yeah.
Wherever you are in life, this class will take you to the next level.
Yeah.
You know,
it's all about self-development. I love that.
It is.
Kathy Tsoyan is who we're talking to here on It's Your Community, Director of Educational Services and Youth Development with Dale Carnegie. And Kathy, what classes are coming up? Tell our listeners how they can find out more, reach out to you, register for a class. Give us those details.
Sure. My next class will start September 17th. And that is the orientation. Anyone is invited to come to that. It's in Wixom. And the class itself will start with session one on October 1st. They can call me at 248-867-6138 or reach me by email. It's kathy.tosoian@ DaleCarnegie.com. And that's the best way to reach me. Or just call me up, look me up on the, you know, Google me, whatever. I'm here. I'm here to help.
And so, Kathy, at the orientation class, is this an opportunity for people to ask questions? And what do they get out of the orientation so they know?
Yes, it's about 2 hours. The class will meet on September 17th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Wixom. I can give them the address, and they just have to let me know that they're coming so I know how many to expect. And then parents come, grandparents can come, students come, anybody who wants to know more about the Dale Carnegie course. They can ask questions. They'll have an opportunity to meet me and ask questions. They'll have an opportunity to meet graduate assistants. And these are people who have taken the course and graduated and voluntarily come back to assist in the class. And so they will be there live and in person, and they can ask questions of graduates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been a graduate assistant too, and I love it because it just reaffirms what you've learned, and it's just a reminder of what you've learned. Kathy, what other messages do you want to share with our listeners today about the value of Dale Carnegie? To me, as a parent, it's an investment in my kid. And to me, as a person, it's an investment in myself. So, you know, what else can you say to people listening today about the value of Dale Carnegie, especially as it relates to the things we're facing? What amazes me about Dale Carnegie, I have to get this in there. You know, obviously he wrote these books many years ago, but everything still applies today.
Yes. Human nature does not change, you know, and Carnegie was brilliant. I mean, he was a genius when it came to, like, especially people skills and social skills, how to get along with others. And this course is, it changes lives, Vanessa. It is a lifelong application. There isn't anything that they will learn in this class that they can't go right out and start using. And they will use these principles the rest of their life. I've had kids contact me years after graduating from Dale Carnegie and saying, boy, you know, I've gotten this far and I never would have gotten this far had it not been for what I learned in the Dale Carnegie course. So it's a life application. And it's a gift that parents can give to their kids, that people can give to themselves. And you will never, ever regret having done this.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much for being with us here on It's Your Community. Again, give out your information again of how people can reach you and register for the class or to attend the orientation.
The easiest way, Vanessa, is to just give me a call. My number is 248-867-6138. That's my direct line. It comes right through to me. Just give me a call on that number and I can answer questions and help you to, you know, if you decide to enroll your teen or decide to enroll yourself, I can assist with that.
Kathy Tesoyan, always a pleasure talking with you. And I wish everyone, all of our kids, a wonderful, blessed, productive school year.
Amen. Thank you so much, Vanessa.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you on, Kathy Tesoyan. Always. If any questions or comments, show topics you want me to get to, please reach out to me. You can go to Epiphany Communications or you can find me on Vanessa Denhagarmo on LinkedIn. I'm also on Instagram and on Twitter and Epiphany Communications and Coaching on Facebook. You can find me there, private message me on any of the platforms there, or you can also just email me at info@epiphanyccc.com. And as always, remind you, our listeners, to connect, communicate, and to collaborate with your community. We'll catch you next time here on It's Your Community.
It's Your Community, a public affairs presentation of News Talk 760 WJR.